Hi, everybody. I'm Donna Forth, and Donna Dregan is our lady that comes on and welcomes everybody. And now I'm going to introduce you to Barbara Gabbert, who's going to be our hostess tonight. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what we do and so forth. So, Barbara, if you're there,
Yes, I am.
Good. I'll let you go take over for the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Wonderful. Welcome, 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 heart friends, to our Heart Share class for February 2020. Tonight, we are honored to hear from Pallas Athena, the goddess of truth, a great being of light whose twin flame is the Maha Chohan, who is the representative of the Holy Spirit to the earth. Together, they are an indomitable pair in defense of truth and illumination. You will hear more about her, Pallas Athena, in a moment from our friend Donna Dregan. Pallas Athena comes tonight, raying forth the light of cosmic Christ and Buddhic truth into the earth, and especially into those arenas where error, fake news, and deception are manifesting on our planet. We learn how to vibrate in her light. And if you want to truly vibrate, you should go sometime to Nashville, Tennessee, to the replica of the Parthenon there that has this huge 80-plus feet tall statue of Pallas Athena that is just eye-popping. It is fantastic. I've been there three different times, and it's really spectacular. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to learn what is happening in our Heart Center community and how you can benefit, and also to ask questions or share any insights or experiences you've had, and also lastly, give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or you can just join us in our prayers, the prayers that we give for the earth. Our mission and vision. I will read these both and see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I would like to invite everyone to read the prayer that was included in your invitation that you received, either by email or regular snail mail. It's on the back of your invitation letter. It's our opening invocation. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Pallas Athena, thanking you and all who work with you for helping us become aware that we can vibrate in the same light that you vibrate in. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. We will now sing together the song we sent you. It's called This Solar Light of Mine, which is page 51 in the Heart Center songbook. And also on your invitation, if you've got a physical invitation, and in your email, if you received it by email. So go ahead. Philip's going to play the song now.
It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Shine all over our world today. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over our world today. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Shine all over the USA. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the USA. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Shine all over the Middle East. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the Middle East. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Shine all over. I'm gonna let it shine, shine all over. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine as our abundance flows. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine as our abundance flows. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine on as God's kingdom comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine on as God's kingdom comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
In the fullness of your cosmic joy, we accept these prayers manifest here and now with full love, wisdom, and power, anchored in the earth, air, fire, water, and ether, and sustained 24 hours a day by the beloved elementals under the direction of our Holy Christ Buddha selves and the hierarchs of the elementals, and tangibly manifest in our lives and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout cosmos.
Okay, we're going to play the. Can you hear me? We're going to play the heart stream
light
now.
Light bearers of the world.
But first of all, wait a minute. Before we go, I just want you to know that in vibrating with beloved Pasadena, this takes some practice. Actually vibrating and knowing that she's going to be there vibrating with you if you call on her requires some meditation usually, but you're going to hear more about some from Cindy. She's going to be sharing how she things that help her to vibrate in the light, what makes her vibrate the most. And there are different things for different ones of us. The what helps me the most is taking some time and not being in a hurry and just meditating. That helps me the most. I have to confess that if I'm under stress and I'm in a huge hurry, it's the hardest thing in the world for me to do. I just have to claim it by faith. And the more I claim it by faith, the more I start to feel it in those situations. So now we will play this heart stream, and the different members of our team will be answering different aspects of questions that usually come up when you hear this heart stream that will be helpful to you. So, Philip, you can play.
Disciples of living truth. Advocates of all that is real. I, Pallas Athena, come this day, raying forth the light of cosmic Christ and Buddhic truth into the earth, and specifically into those arenas where error, falsity, lies, and deception has manifest. And the emerald ray pierces to the core of the lie, exposes it in its fatality, in its fatalistic matrix. And by an action of light from the sun source of being, that lie is dissolved, consumed in its entirety. And from that point and space where the lie originated, a new crystalline matrix of divine truth emerges, is born, verily as a tree of life, beingness. And within this tree are many essences of divine glory, holy wonderment, beauty. For you see, dearest ones, beauty and love are the complements of truth. For where truth is known, there is the glory of the third ray as divine love, compassion, and all of the qualities of this holy virtue of the one God.
Now I'm going to call on Donna Dregan, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about Pallas Athena, her twin flame, her role in our lives, her role in general that blesses all of us who want to live in the truth. So Donna, take it ahead.
Okay. Pallas Athena, the goddess of truth, is a tremendous being of light who ensouls the cosmic consciousness of truth. The flame of truth is an intense bright emerald green. It combines the flaming blue power of God's will and the brilliant golden illumination of the intelligence of God. Her presence in the universe is an exaltation of the flame of living truth. This truth she holds on behalf of the evolutions of Earth as a member of the karmic board, where she serves as a representative on the fifth ray of truth, healing, supply, and precipitation. She ministers to mankind from the temple of truth above the island of Crete, serving directly under Vesta, the sun goddess. She focuses the truth of God's love to earth. Pallas Athena also works with Hilarion, the Chohan of the fifth ray, and other healing and green ray masters. Pallas Athena is the twin flame of the Maha Chohan, the representative of the Holy Spirit to earth. Together, they are an indomitable pair in defense of truth. The Maha Chohan was embodied as the Greek poet Homer, who spoke of Pallas Athena in his epic poem, The Iliad and the Odyssey. Pallas Athena is one of the most important deities in Greek mythology and in Roman mythology. She's identified as Minerva. Her influence spans everything from the administration of government and militaristic pursuits to the delicate arts of spinning and weaving. She is seen as the very personification of wisdom, who presides over the intellectual and moral side of life. To the Athenians, she was known as the Parthenonis, which means virgin or maiden. They built the Parthenon in her honor on the Acropolis at Athens. The beautiful Parthenon was one of the largest Greek temples and a masterpiece of Greek architecture. It was a spiritual center of Athens. And in one of her heartstrings, she says, "I am Pallas Athena. I am Greek. I am Roman. I am freeborn. I am a member of every nation. I am an American. From this day and forevermore, I claim you for the cause of truth, because you have made that cause your own. In the living flame of truth, I am grateful for your love of truth, liberty, and for your courage and for your self-sacrifice. I am grateful, and I bow before the flame of truth within you, and I will use that flame to light a nation and to light a world." And as a result of this dictation, Pallas Athena and Saint Germain and El Morya sent the messengers to and their chelas throughout the world to bring the truth of the message of the Ascended Masters. Whenever you are engaged in service to the Ascended Masters, call to Pallas Athena and her legions of truth to go before you and to be a bearer of the mighty sword of truth for the binding of the force of anti-truth or anti-Christ. And of course, in this country, we have seen for the past 3 years the problems that President Trump has had with the fake news and And we have seen how truth has prevailed. Also, Brett Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh had gone through all of this untruth, lies, accusations, and now he is an associate of judge in the Supreme Court. Also, we talked, Palestina mentioned deception earlier, and of course, Michael Kavanaugh, we know about his deception, and now he's going to be going to prison, and Harvey Weinstein, we know about all of that with the Hollywood and media, and both of them are going to prison. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Where lies originate, there is no light, only darkness. Yet where truth is, there is originality, consciousness, divine presence, and a pure stream of beingness that allows the soul and the spirit to soar. You have heard time and again, the truth shall set you free. Yet have you, blessed ones, truly realized what that truth is within you that will unshackle you, liberate you from your lesser self, the not self, the unreality, the dweller on the threshold, a nihilistic essence that you have allowed to dwell within your temple of light.
Okay, now it's me. One of the questions that I have asked myself, and I think we should all ask ourselves this, is, are we being dishonest with ourselves? Are we being dishonest with others? And how do we overcome dishonesty with ourselves? And why is it often most commonly found in families? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about being dishonest with myself. And it's something that we often are if we don't get centered with our higher self, with our I Am presence. The man next door had a bunny rabbit out in his back porch area. I saw my dog come around the corner of my house one morning with this baby bunny rabbit in his mouth. I was horrified because I wasn't getting along. I wasn't relating too well with the man next door. So I took the rabbit out of his mouth, and it had died, and it was covered with mud. It was very dirty. And I washed it, and I blow dried its fur, and I sneaked over there, went into his back porch, and put the bunny rabbit back in the cage. So I thought, yay. I managed to do that without having this man find out that my dog got his rabbit. Well, I look out there a day later, and all these people are gathered out in the back porch, and this man is very upset, or very concerned, my neighbor. And so I thought, well, I better go find out what happened. So I go over there and say, well, you know, what's going on? He said, well, I don't know what happened, but that rabbit died a few days ago, and I buried it out there in the backyard, and here it is back in the cage, all cleaned up. He said, what happened? Guess who was really ashamed? I was, because I had been very dishonest with myself and with him, so I had to confess it. That was not too easy to do. So another example of dishonesty is with our families. How many times have you known somebody that was so dishonest, maybe a parent that was so pro, there a certain child in the family that was, that you knew was being dishonest or was not what he should have been and was not getting caught, and you thought the parent was favored that particular brother or sister. There's so many situations like that. And I have that situation too. I have a situation in which I had one of my children. I had a very difficult time admitting to myself that this child had difficulties with addictions. And now I'm having to deal with it. And these are the kind of things we have to stop and center ourselves and meditate on and turn them over to our higher selves. This is very hard for me. I could not turn this situation over to my higher self. I kept thinking about it. I was tormented by it. I couldn't sleep because I'd wake up thinking about the situation and trying to deal with it. It wasn't until I was able to meditate and get balanced in my time with God and say, thank you, God, this is your situation. I'm turning it over to you. And I had to think on that a good while and pray about it. And I even burnt a letter that I wrote to the Lord and the masters that I know are helping me and the angels that are helping me, and said, okay, it's yours. Thank you. And I will take it one day at a time. I think sometimes as we get older, we have more tests and trials, and they get a little harder. And this is what I felt was part of my trial, part of my testing before I go home to heaven. So I'm just challenging you tonight to think on the things where you may not have been honest with yourself or with others or with members in your family, and be sure that you have sat down with your higher self, meditated on it, burnt a letter perhaps, or written a letter, or if you've ever heard of tapping, that's another thing that will help you get over things like this. And if you want to know more about tapping, give me a phone call and I can direct you on that. So now we will go on with the heartstring.
When you cut to the chase and go to the cause and core of the lie that somehow you are outside of God, separate from the divine. And when you truly parse this dynamic and understand the equation that you must fully accept within your being, 1 = 1, you as a sovereign individuality of the divine one are equal to your source, because you were born of and within the womb of the cosmic mother. Then you find yourself again. You know who you are, and that truth of your pure beingness in and as God manifests through your life and everything that you think, feel, see, hear, and do. Yes, dearest ones, it is time for many more to awaken to the eternal truths that the ascended masters, the Chohans, the archangels, and the Elohim bring and shine forth through progressive revelatory teaching to mankind. Many have accepted a type of religion that is truly nothing more than a facade. Rituals that have been calcified into matrices that do not bring forth originality of your soul in a higher matrix of light fashioned by the Divine One and wings of light, the angelic kingdom. Imagine a world where every soul, spiritualized by pure light energy, is free to accomplish the miraculous, the sublime, and bring forth the beautiful in this world. This is the world in which I live, and in which you may also live if you choose to put aside all of the elements of unreality and non-truth, and accept the verities, the veracity, and the virya of your true nature, one with your source.
Dwin.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved Pallas Athena. Well, the world teachers have long taught that the most important thing we can discover is knowledge of self, and that's self with a capital S. Helpful to an understanding of who we are is an understanding of sacred geometry. True geometric forms are building blocks of reality. So when we see distortions of divine art, music, dance, or speech, then our perceptions can be impaired when we are influenced or trained to believe that anything goes. We see it through the use of behaviorism to control the masses of the media, advertising, and entertainment, as well as social, political, and economic movements, a tactic of mass control. Our schools have a very powerful means of influencing our youth, and we must be as involved and informed as possible in guiding and praying for our youth and their teachers. So we require God control and God vision with everything that comes into our field of awareness as to its vibration, and choose if it is where we desire to put our attention. Is it raising or lowering our consciousness, and do we respond? Or do we quietly or audibly give a call, a prayer, and see any negative effects transmuted in violet light? We can keep ourselves in our higher mind and heart with morning meditation and awareness of our breath to help us stay God-centered throughout the day, even amidst of the less than perfect environment. And take a daily check to see, are we loving ourselves? Are we acknowledging the I am that I am within us, the Holy Christ Buddha self within us, and remembering that no matter what we are experiencing throughout the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwin. That's great. Yes, we are challenged continually to live in reality. Some of the areas that people do not live in reality are reasons for us to be praying for more and more people to hear the teachings, to come into the light, and have victory and know their reason for being. Thank you so much, Dwin. But now we'll go on.
The ray that I have delivered this day may result in a greater exposure of the dark ones. Many of these you are aware of already. Some have yet to show their full colors. And I say these are not the colors of ascended master consciousness or of the divine light. In the political realm, dearest ones, I can say that though there are many well-meaning individuals whose inner desire is to be of service to their constituents, there is little that they can do because of the hollowed out matrix that has manifest within this Congress and many across the earth, because of the powers that be, the monetary influences, constraints, and temptations.
Stop. Next, I'm going to call on Sharon, who's going to share with us about the fifth green ray, what it's about, and how we can use it in our daily lives, and how you can use it in your life. So Sharon, if you're there, I'm going to let you take it.
Thank you, Donna, and good evening, everyone. So the fifth ray is about science, music, truth, healing, constancy, and desire to precipitate divine abundance through perfect vision. How do we use it in our daily lives? Speak the truth even when it ruffles a few feathers, and know your own body. Now, I have personally used green ray through caring for others physically and being a facilitator of healing as a massage therapist, using colon hydrotherapy and assorted other means to assist others to rebalance themselves. I also meditate and pray for others while seeing them surrounded in emerald, jade, and aquateal light. I've used this on animals as well and noticed how quickly they respond to this energy like little babies. I've also been able to manifest income using thoughtful creativity, as most people who know me, they realize and always remark that I've had some interesting jobs. Finally, I continue to take classes on new and alternative health remedies and encourage others to do the same to care for your own health and well-being. And that sums up my answer. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, there are many wonderful ways we can use the fifth green ray, which is what Pallas Athena is using tonight. She'll tell you a little bit. Pallas Athena will tell you a little bit more about this ray in a few minutes. So go ahead.
And therefore, prayer is essential to allow there to be truth manifest within your media and within the lives of Americans and peoples everywhere. I stand in Nashville. I stand in Greece. And I stand with you where you are whenever you speak your truth, God's truth, with love, compassion, and understanding. Blessed ones. The karmic board of which I am a member has reviewed your missives, and you have heard of certain dispensations that we desire to bring forth on your behalf, individually and collectively, in this movement and across the earth. What I have to share with you, representing the fifth ray on the karmic board, is that when you are truthful to your word, when you believe in what you have penned, what you have accepted as possible, and then work, work, work to invest the energies of your spirit, so that there is something as an offering on the altar of the Divine One, as a token of your constancy, your determination, your loving spirit. Then we reply, we approve, we assent to that which you have requested. And once the energy of light is provided unto you, it is incumbent upon you to remain truthful to yourself, to God, and to others, and to use that which has been vouchsafed unto you only for the highest purposes of the light. Some have squandered much having received much and yet lacking an understanding of the dynamic.
Yeah, she says you can pick out what belts you want.
Have floundered and have lost much in the way of their own spiritual progress and opportunity.
Now we're going to do Cindy. Cindy, if you're there, Cindy Hackenberg is going to share with us what it feels like when you're most vibrating in the light for her. And she's going to share with us some things you can do to keep vibrating in the light. So Cindy, take it away.
Thank you, Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, there's lots of things we can do to keep vibrating in the light of God. So I'll just give you some of the things that I do. First thing that came to my mind is actual praying, you know, but praying with both your heart and your mind, I think is very important. Also just singing joyful songs, you know, fun songs, songs that make you want to get up and dance and make you feel alive. I like doing that. And so I'll just either, you know, dance in my home or in nature. I like to just dance in nature too. Also, I try to live through my heart. And one way I do this is I become the silent watcher of my thoughts and words and actions. And when I hear myself thinking an unkind word about someone or something, I say to myself, I'm her, she is me. Or I might say, bless their hearts. And this kind of instantly stops any downward spiral of thoughts. It just kind of transmutes it, you know, because we're all one. Also, being childlike, you know, like last week, after doing some yard work here in Montana, believe it or not, in February, I chose to walk over to the city park, and I pretended I was ice skating on the frozen pond. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Of course, I was pretty careful, but that was fun, and that was a beautiful sunny day, and so I just decided I'm going to be a child and have some fun on this frozen pond, because it's like walking on water, because half the year it's water, so it's kind of magical. Also, just walking in nature, you know, and talking to the trees and the plants. And there's many ducks and geese that hang around where I live, and I like to go and see them. And I don't feed them, because otherwise they'd, you know, charge me, I think, as I've seen other people feed them. But I do appreciate them, and I send love and gratitude to them. And it just makes me feel good to be in nature. I think nature is, you know, God's schoolroom. Also, I like feeling the light vibrating in my physical body, because then I know that I am in the light, because I can feel it throughout my body, just a nice vibration feeling that's just resonating with my, I think, all my bodies, including my bodies that are not on this plane. Also, meditating, you know, whenever possible. I really enjoy meditating, and it's taken me years to actually enjoy it. But now, you know, I can pretty quickly, you know, just close my eyes and through my third eye, I can, you know, receive and I can see the receiving and giving of the light. And so that's always fun and pretty magical to do. Another way to stay in the light is by being non-reactive to people or situations that may be pressing my button. Once again, I will either do this by saying, you are me, I'm you. Of course, I'm saying this to myself, or bless your heart. Or I might say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, when I am saying this Ho'oponopono, I'm saying it to my soul, because I know my soul really desires to be connected to the light. And it doesn't desire to be blaming or shaming or criticizing or belittling or judging or gossiping. So I take this all into account and say, I'm sorry, soul, that I got off the path there. And I'm glad I'm back on it. So I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. But, you know, this all takes a lot of desire, determination, concentration, consistency, you know, to be in that state of beingness, which is AAK, the light. Yet it's well worth it, because I'm much, much more in my inner peace. And as the Hopi Indians have said, we are the change we are looking for. So that's all I have to offer. Thank you.
Cindy, thank you. That wasn't all. That was a lot. That was great. I would wish I could have gone shoe skating with you on that frozen pond. I've never gotten to do that. And one of the things she said was thanking, being thankful. And there is a scripture that says, in everything give thanks, not just the good stuff. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I often say that to myself when I don't feel thankful. It doesn't say you have to feel thankful, but when you start giving thanks, then you start to feel it. So that is so good. Thank you, Cindy. That was very helpful.
Constancy, showing up, being there day by day at your altar, within your heart, true to holy purpose, is what I say makes a disciple a master. Yes, blessed ones, you can and will be victorious in all things, so long as you vibrate in light with God and live according to the eternal laws of holy truth. I am Pallas Athena. I guard you, I guide you unto the God within you, ever and always, your mother, your protectress, your advocate before the courts of heaven and even the courts of man upon earth.
Is it over? Damn. So we see that Pallas Athena is one of the mothers of heaven. She promises that she's our protector, our protectress. She's an advocate for us. We have this powerful advocate mother who's mothering us, wants to mother us, and all we have to do is call on her and visualize. I think one thing that's helpful is visualizing yourself within her light, and her light and her body shining down over you, protecting, directing, perfecting, and correcting you if you allow it. One important thing she said almost at the end here, she said, constancy, showing up, being there day by day at your altar within your heart. That means day by day, taking the time to be with other light bearers, which multiplies your effect. That's why it's so important when you can to be in the broadcast. Try to at least be, if you can't on any others, try at least to be in the broadcast right now on Tuesday morning or Friday morning when David is often there leading a broadcast, if you can't get to any of the others. The broadcasts are now only at the longest 2 hours. So you can you can feel the light filling your heart. If you are constancy and meditating with other people broadcasting is very powerful in helping us overcome the challenges that we live in today. Now I want to call on Lenore Harris, who's going to share with us a blessing that she got from one of the activities that she took part in with the Heart Center, as well as some of the announcements. So Lenore, if you're there, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Well, let's start with the upcoming events. You know, Donna's talking about praying with others. So a week from this weekend is going to be our monthly 24-hour vigil broadcast from 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday, March 7th to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And there are 2-hour segments taken, you know, broadcast from various places around the country. And that is a wonderful thing to be able to partake of. And you can just get on any time during that whole 24 hours. Just come and go, be on it several times or whatever. It's a really great release of light for the planet. Then a week later, just about a little over a week later, is the Spring Equinox Celebration of Joy in Hawaii, March 16th to the 23rd. This is with the Masters of Levity. So if you are going to this event, you know you're going. If you're not going, you might be nice to know that you could register for the broadcast and participate in what they'll be doing in the mornings together. And then the afternoons, probably they'll be doing all kinds of activities, including swimming with the dolphins. So that's going to be a really wonderful. The Masters asked for the Heart Center to go to someplace on the Pacific Fire Ring every 3 years. And so they went to Hawaii 3 years ago. And so it's part of the alchemy of holding the balance for the fire ring. So that's why. And then in May, May 6th through the 8th, is a Wesak celebration of Buddhic mindfulness in Mount Shasta. And that should be really a great thing. And then a class during the cycle, you know, of Wesak. Then a few days later, May 10th, David will be giving a Meru class from 10 to 1 Mountain Time, and it's Gautama Buddha on the Golden Path of Silence, the Divine Science of Stillness. And this will be broadcast actually from Mount Shasta. And the other major thing coming up will be the summer conference with the Elohim, June 17th to the 21st in Livingston, and it's titled Recreation Through Mother Nature's Miracles. So that sounds pretty exciting. And the Elohim, if you can imagine Elohim, I just feel like this is going to be just so tremendous that, you know, going to these events whenever you can, each one is so unique, and it's sponsored by, you know, various masters or archangels or Elohim or whoever, and the energy that they bring to these events is just stupendous. And they say that we are important to them because we in the physical anchor the light that they're releasing. So I used to think, you know, it was kind of selfish to want to go to all these things, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know. And then once I got the realization that no, this part of, you know, they require us to be here to send the light through. So yeah, I just wanted to share one amazing experience I had. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago at a summer conference, and we were expecting the Lord of the world of Sirius to be coming and giving us a blessing. His name was Seer, and this was a big deal. We were preparing for this, and so when the time came, each person came up individually before David, who's, you know, overshined by this great, you know, the Lord of the world of Sirius, and he spoke to each one individually and gave them a message or a blessing or whatever. And on mine, he gave me kind of an assignment, and he said that, you know, to do this, to work on this, and that I would be working on this long, long after I make my ascension. So I'm thinking, wow, the proportion of this. So I can start working on this now. And I try to remember every day to give this call for what it was that he said, you know, that I should do. And to think that, you know, for like, yeah, time probably, I'm going to be doing this thing. And so what I can do now is probably different than what I can do once I'm, you know, in the etheric octaves and working with the masters at that level. So, I mean, these things are just really, I don't know, amazing is not a strong enough word. But when you can go physically to any of these events, it's highly recommended, I guess I would say. So, thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Lenore. That makes me really want to get busy here, do a few more things. Maybe if I just didn't have to sleep at night, I'd get it all done. What we're going to do now is I'm going to turn the time over to Barbara Gabbert, who is going to lead us in some prayers. So those of you who can stay, please stay. And if you need to